The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, 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 this is your host, DJ Riri, and this is Don't Run Away, a podcast where we talk about how to conquer all your fears. Stay tuned.
Like 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid.
Welcome, fearless explorers, to Don't Run the Other Way, where in today's episode, we will delve deep into the realm of fear and how it affects our lives. In our previous episodes, we explored the fascinating connection between fear and excitement, as well as strategies for embracing and conquering our fears. Today, we're going to take a more personal journey as I share with you a story from my own life. I talk a lot about fear and how to overcome it, and today I'm going to share with you an experience of mine that happened throughout my sophomore year of college where I took my own advice. It was my sophomore year of college, and I found myself at a crossroads. I had always been intrigued by lacrosse, however, I never played on an actual team. I never played throughout my high school years, and I didn't consider myself an athlete at the time. However, I heard that Dominican University, which is the school I go to, was creating their first ever women's lacrosse team at our school that was going to start my junior year of college. I really wanted to join the team, but I was also so afraid of every single thing that could go wrong. I mean, I had only ever picked up a lacrosse stick to pass and catch with my sister. I had never played amongst other people. I had never defended another person. I had just passed around a few times. And even with that, I couldn't even catch and pass the way most people could. But my sophomore year of college, I had a sense of identity loss. I didn't feel really connected to the community here at my school. I felt like I was lacking something in my life and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if it was the college I had chose or if it was what I was doing at the college. The people around me kept advising me to try out for the team, to reach out, but I was so afraid of not getting a response, of getting a response and not knowing what to do with it, of trying out, being on the field. Fears were flooding in over and over again, and I kept making excuses as to why I was not reaching out to the lacrosse coach. One day, I sat with myself and I thought about what I wanted in the future here during my college years. I wanted to be on this team. I knew with the discipline I had that I could easily work my way up. I was just afraid of everything that could go wrong. I was suffering more mentally than I was physically. I was thinking of all of these scenarios in my head that weren't even happening in real life. However, I decided one night that I was going to write up an email to the lacrosse coach and I was going to express my interest and move forward. I'm going to explain some things I did to help conquer my fear of even sending this email. A big reason I felt like I shouldn't was because I didn't feel ready. So I took a few weeks to get a lacrosse stick of my own and to practice. I took a few weeks to increase my confidence in my basic skills and to ensure that if I was reaching out to the coach, I knew what I was doing. So I sent the email and I got a response pretty quickly, actually. I still remember the day vividly. I remember the notification popping up on my email of the response and almost freezing in place. This is when it started to feel real, you know, getting that response back. I remember my little palms sweating. I remember my heart beating super fast and thinking, what did I just do? But I also had to, you know, channel that confidence I had when I wrote up that email and the confidence I gave myself through practicing. So I got the email back and I was asked to meet with the coach. Okay, this was so daunting. I had so many fears pacing through my mind. I was worried about not being good enough. I was worried about not fitting in with the team. I was worried about embarrassing myself to the coach, to my peers. But at the same time, amidst all of these fears, I'm not going to lie, there was a flicker of excitement. There was a little tiny voice in the back of my head telling me to, you know, meet with this coach, take the leap and, you know, create the change I wanted in my life. So I met with the coach I think it went pretty well. Thinking back on it and reflecting on it, I met with a coach. We talked about, you know, my experience with lacrosse, which was little to none. And at the end of that conversation, the coach and I decided that I would practice with them. I cannot put into words the amount of fear I had to practice with another individual on the field, let alone the coach. I found butterflies in my stomach and the nervousness and anticipation before we went to the field. But I knew that in order for me to get the end goal I wanted, that I did have to conquer this little obstacle. And this was just another step in me reaching my end goal. I wanted that sense of community that it felt like being on a team. I wanted to have a little sisterhood. I really, really, really wanted to be on this team, but I had to overcome the fears, the doubt, and the uncertainty I had. So I met with the coach every Friday, my second semester of my sophomore year, and we practiced together. The first time I showed up, I was so afraid of not catching that ball. I was so afraid of throwing a bad pass or dropping a pass. And I knew the only way to conquer those fears were to practice to make it perfect, which is what I did. You know, if I dropped a ball, I wasn't afraid to go chase after it. I mean, I was, but at the same time, I wasn't. Mentally, I was freaking out. And I remember before heading into that practice that I needed to change that feeling of fear in my head to a different feeling. I needed to change it to excitement. I remember reflecting in my car beforehand and telling myself that I'm not afraid. I mean, I was afraid, but I knew it was mental. So I knew I had to tell myself, I'm not afraid. I'm excited. I'm so excited to go on this field and show everything I can offer. This was a big mental game for me. So fast forward, after all the practices I had with a coach, I was given the opportunity to try out for the team at the beginning of my junior year of college. I was going to be trying out for the team at our first practice. The tryouts were intense. It was really challenging physically, but also heavily challenging mentally. I was told before the tryouts that I could be a team manager instead of being on the team, and I declined that because I wanted to be on this team. That was my end goal. I was also told that if I were to be on this team, I would have to most likely not participate in the drills and be pulled out just so I didn't get injured, because I've never played this sport before. So to say the least, there were moments when I would doubt myself, when I questioned whether I had what it takes to be on the team, when I told myself, or when I asked myself, am I good enough? But with each drill, each sprint, each practice, I found myself growing stronger and becoming more confident. I mean, to fast forward, I went to the tryouts, and long story short, I went to the tryouts. I did go in every drill. I told myself that I was going to participate in every drill I could unless I was pulled out. I had that confidence. I decided to head into that tryout with excitement. I was so, so happy to be on that field. I remember socializing with the girls, being confident in my skills, and it really showed. It really showed during that tryout. Fast forward, I am on the team now. I'm in my senior year, and you know, it's still going strong. During this time of me trying out, there did come a moment of truth. Throughout this process, there were many moments of self-doubt. And what got me through that is that I reminded myself, regardless of the outcome, I had already won. I had faced my fears head on, and that itself was a victory. So I did it. I did make the lacrosse team. I was so ecstatic, so excited, and so proud of myself. But that was just the first hurdle and so many obstacles to come. Now I was a part of the team. I was going to every practice. I was on that field daily, and I was surrounded by athletes who had light years of experience ahead of me. Because of this, I did face imposter syndrome. Who was I to think that I could compete with these players? What if I embarrass myself? What if I fail? These questions roamed through my head daily. But amidst the self-doubt, amidst the certainty, I did have hope. I had a belief that with enough discipline, with enough drive, with enough want, I could rise to the occasion. So with a mix of determination and with shifting my mindset away from these questions into a mindset that focused on the positives and the excitement that I had, I took this leap of faith when I stepped on the field. And this helped immensely. I found myself socializing with my teammates. I found myself fitting in. I found myself performing well on the field and not looking like an outsider. There were so many moments when being on this team was grueling, and it still is grueling. It has pushed me beyond my physical and mental limits. On top of this, there were so many moments when the imposter syndrome threatened to consume me, when I felt like a fraud as an athlete. But the only way to change this feeling, to change the fearful questions and thoughts in my head, were by changing my mentality. I had to sit down and really reflect on the thoughts I had in my head. The battles in my head were extremely louder and rougher than the battles I was actually facing on the field. I was suffering a lot more mentally than I actually was suffering on the outside. One thing that helped me strengthen my mentality was positive self-talk. Being kind to yourself and telling yourself the good things in your day significantly impacts how you will react mentally. A lot of individuals focus on strengthening themselves physically, but it's so important to focus on your mentality the exact same way you focus on your physical health. We all have fears of not measuring up. We all have fears of failing. Throughout this experience, I learned to see this fear for what it truly is. It's a fleeting illusion and a trick of the mind. You can easily trick your mind into changing this feeling of fear into a different feeling of excitement. In episode 1, I talk about how the amygdala is the same place where fear and excitement stem from. The feeling of fear mirrors the feeling of excitement. It's you who decides how you feel. It's up to your mental strength, and it's up to you. It's important to embrace your fears, confront your doubts, and trust in your own resilience. For it is in those moments of discomfort, those moments of uncertainty, that we discover our true strength and our true potential. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you do belong. Your fears do not define you. You are in control of your own body, your own mind, and your own thoughts. Joining the lacrosse team turned out to be one of the best decisions I ever made. It has completely transformed my college experience. It wasn't just about the sport itself, but about the lessons I learned along the way. I learned that fear is not the enemy, it is a catalyst for growth. I learned that by confronting our fears, we discover our true strength and resilience. But perhaps most importantly, I learned that sometimes the things we're most afraid of are the very things that lead us to our greatest triumphs. So, to anyone out there who's grappling with fear, I urge you to embrace it. Embrace the discomfort, embrace the uncertainty, and trust that on the other side lies something truly extraordinary. Remember that fear is not the enemy, it is a powerful ally in the journey of self-discovery. Embrace the discomfort, shift your mindset, and watch fear transform into a driving force for positive change. Thank you for joining me on this journey through fear and courage. Until next time, remember, you are stronger than you think, and your potential knows no bounds.